Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me right now, Michael Patak, CVO of Top Step Trader. Welcome.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Also the founder, of course.
Yes.
Got to get that in. I mean, if you're talking to startups and you don't mention, you know, give that founder status, I feel like everything just falls apart.
I know, right? Yeah.
So we talked about this before. I have to say, you know, congratulations on the Cyclones. You, as you said, you played at Iowa State, not for necessarily.
I was on the team. I was high school good. I was not college material. So you got about a year of me on the third string wide receiver, and then about that.
But you know what? That's the cool thing about that though is that's just enough time to sort of like set the tone for the rest of your university experience. Like, if you got recruited to play D1 football, you're there. You're a wideout. You're in uniform. There's pictures of you in uniforms.
Yep.
You have no problems on that campus for the rest of your time.
It didn't hurt you.
Minus being a star, it might actually be the next best thing, because the bad guys are the average ones who screw up. They get like hated on. You were just a Cyclone. That's all that mattered.
Cyclone. I didn't have any bruises on me. I was able to
CTE is limited.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Limited enough to launch a pretty sweet trading platform.
Yep.
So let's jump into the trading platform itself. I am I don't know the best way to put this. I'm obsessed with this space because as a kid, I was obsessed with it. I used to do in high school. I don't even know if they do this now. I don't even know if they have accounting and business in high school, but they did when I was in high school. And we had this competition that you were like part of American competition that like all these schools were in, where you basically got to pick out some stocks and learn how to manage manage portfolio. And I took pride. I won every single year that I was in high school in this class. And then in college, we did it again. And I did so well in it. It was in grad school. I did so well in it that I kept my Yahoo Finance portfolio open with those same companies, and I'm up like 600% now.
You're crushing it. Nice.
Oh, dude, I'm totally crushing it. And so, but I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
So the only things that, I mean, it's not, that sounded terrible. I'm not as stupid as that sounds, but the only thing that I could go on, because I don't understand a lot of the trends and the layouts and all the stuff, is what I would gather in the news and what I would learn from people like yourself coming in here telling me about their companies to know, well, that's probably something interesting. This is probably something that's opportune. And so I would invest in companies, you know, like I invested in Delta when things were really low. I invested in a bunch of stuff. And so when I have the opportunity to read more or to talk to someone like you who can tell me the rest, like fill out the rest of the picture, it just fascinates me because you can create so much wealth if you knew what you're doing.
Yep.
You could lose all your shit if you don't, but you could make a ton of money if you knew what you're doing.
It's a give and take, And I've lost all my, in the beginning, I lost $90,000 when I first started trading. Three $30,000 trading accounts before I graduated college.
Nice.
It's a learn by doing this business.
And so that's what you did with the time when you weren't on the football field.
Yeah, I quit the team and then I tried to get good at stocks.
Blew all of our money. I blew all that scholarship money right out the drain.
Yeah, right. And, but you learn by doing this business, and the big gap in this business is there's nowhere to learn by doing except actually putting real money in the markets.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that go at it with this huge desire to be a great trader or to take a little bit of money and turn a lot more money. And it's difficult. You're playing against the pros. It's the most challenging game in the world.
For sure.
So when you put all that together, your chances aren't that good. Now, if we could create a place that you actually, you know, what if we create a place where you actually like had the minor leagues, like the pros, the minor leagues where you go work on things, you know, you fail small, it's all simulated. And then if you actually do well, it's noticed and you can get brought up to the pros and keep, you know, your capital.
That's the part about this that, first off, I love, so you're one of several entrepreneurs that we've had on here who are former athletes.
Yeah.
The two types of people who I think, when I meet a founder, if they're a former athlete or they're a former veteran, are the two types of people when I meet them, it's like the success rate. I bet if I were to take it out and say like separate everybody, the athletes and the athlete entrepreneurs and the veteran entrepreneurs probably scale to a point of like 80% better success rate. Because they are competitive in nature, they are disciplined, they take orders, they understand things, and they think through things outside of the like traditional box. Which, what you're talking about with Top Step, what is unique to me is because of my natural, I guess, enthusiasm for learning, I worked out well in the practice versions of trading on portfolios. It didn't matter to me that it wasn't real money because I'm so competitive that to me it was real money. Like so much so that I still have the account open. That's
nice.
How competitive you know that I am on it. But for the average person, they don't behave the same way. So if it's not real money, they don't behave the same way. Not, I don't mean like on your platform. I mean when you, all of the other options that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm trading, I'm not going to behave the same way if it was real money. If I lost, if I put all my points in there and I didn't lose anything really, uh-huh. the likelihood of me doubling down on Apple right before the Apple phone comes out is highly unlikely.
Yeah. Well, here's the difference. That's
yes,
the difference between
that's
us.
The difference. That's
because I always
genius.
Used to play the game the same way. I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm just doubling down.
Yeah.
I'm down,
down 90,000.
Five grand simulated. Okay, who cares? What's 10? So you, if you can actually change that around. So what we did is we created accountability behind a simulator. So that's something we never had. And you talk about athletes. You talk about veterans. You know, you got to work on being disciplined. Like
yeah.
a lot of people don't have discipline and their habits, their day-to-day. Trading, you must have discipline. The market pays the discipline, and you pay the, if you're undisciplined, you pay the markets.
Yeah.
So you got to build that discipline. That's where a lot of the experience comes in. You got to learn by doing. So we created the, just like the trading combine, like the NFL combine,
yeah.
where it's just basically, all right, show us on a simulator. You have a little bit of skin in the game. It costs like $150 a month to get started on
yeah.
it. So you have a little bit of skin in the game. You have rules that you have to follow, and they're basic risk rules. Like you can't lose $1,000, for example.
Yeah.
Don't lose $1,000 in a day. If you do, you're disqualified from advancing. Now, you're going to stop at $900. A disciplined individual would stop at $989. An under-disciplined individual would
like,
say,
I want to make the money on the back, and I know I'm good for it.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's what you see, and you learn
like
by touching the stove.
Only have 3 drinks, you're fine. 5 drinks, you're in deep shit.
Yeah.
So I have 6 or 7 drinks because I think I'm fine.
Yep. And that's kind of how it is learning through experience. It's kind of the growth-minded approach. If you fail at something, pick yourself back up. What'd you learn? And like keep ever improving. You got to do that in the trading world, especially you don't figure it out and you're done. You're always figuring this business
yeah.
out. That's the exciting part about it. Every day is anew.
I love the escalation because the ability to be like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
Or the ability to be like, okay, I'm pretty good at this, but I still don't want to take all my money out and do this. So you sort of escalate up into the pros, as you put it. And now uh-huh. all of a sudden, so how does that work? Once I get to the pro level, what does that look like?
So basically, we back you. You don't have to provide any capital whatsoever. You've proved yourself in the trading combine that you can handle, say, a $50,000 trading account. You didn't hit your $1,000 daily loss limit. You showed us you could control your behavior. And we bring you up, and now we give you basically a username and password to an account that has real capital in it. You start trading the real capital. You have the same rules that you had in the quote-unquote minor leagues in the trading combine. If you break any of those rules, you go back to the minor leagues. You go back to the trading combine. But if you don't break any of those rules, and if you're growing your account, you get to keep 80% of the profits. So you never have to risk your own kids' college fund to learn the markets. You can go engage the markets if you're unsuccessful at it. Thank God you don't have your real capital at play. And if you're
so you guys are basically Knish from Rounders.
I would, I know,
guy who would have
yes.
watched Rounders.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's why
don't splash the pot.
Don't splash the pot. It's like, no, don't worry, I'll put you on mine. I'm
going to
stake you.
Yeah.
You're Knish.
Exactly.
You find a bunch of people, you see that they're actual real players, they're
mm-hmm.
Rounders.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Rounders are serious. It's like, listen, you can make a little money on your own, but you make a lot more if I stake
but
you.
But we're not breaking legs if you do it.
Well, neither was Knish. Remember, Knish just put you on the truck.
Know,
he had to
right?
go work his truck, which is kind of like breaking legs,
yep.
but
yep.
he was a
yep.
grinder.
Yeah, so that's kind of the nature of the business, and there's a minor leagues and a major leagues, and the major leagues has always existed. You can go put money inexperienced to any brokerage account out there,
sure.
and the failure rate's very massive, but what if there's this like gap that could be filled of a simulated experience that was held yourself accountable to it, and you could actually learn and improve without the risk of your kid's college fund or anything like that? And that's why people are learning and growing with this, and that's what I feel most proud about because I didn't have that chance and I lost.
Well, yeah, and you get the opportunity to test out traders galore,
uh-huh.
and then put your funds in front of like dozens of people. And those mm-hmm. who are shitty, you pull them out immediately, mm-hmm. and those who are successful, you just keep rolling them.
Well, you learn a lot about trading behavior, and
sure,
you learn a lot about what people do when they're down money. Do they stop? No, you see the casinos; they run to the ATM. So if they're down money, to go get more. Can you pull yourself back? Can you slow yourself down? You learn a lot about that. And we share the information with other traders in the community, so then they're learning from others. And the great thing about it is you're not alone. So if you're down money, there's other people that are down money. If you're up money and you think you want to make more, you say, hey, you know what? You actually did pretty well today. So we kind of help bring that data, so to speak,
yeah.
that community stats back to the average trader or the users and let them know so they know that they're actually doing well or kind of what the herd is doing that's doing well.
So how long have you been at this with Top Step?
7 years. 7 years, yeah. So I've been I'm 38, so I've been a trader since I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not
trial and error.
Messing around.
Yeah.
So just size-wise, like how big are you guys? Like tell me a little bit more about the actual business.
We're Inc. 5000's fastest growing company. We're ranked 12,000. or 1,200, sorry.
That's not Inc. 5,000, bro. Wait, didn't you say you're a trader? You're a math guy?
Yeah, I know.
But, no, I'm just kidding.
So we have a team of about 30.
Okay.
Our revenues are great, seven-figure revenues, so we're pumping up there. And we're putting out some good products, so we're launching a really cool new product right now that we're all excited about.
Tell me about it.
So it's called Blue Chip. So basically what it is you know how you did the high school thing where you just pick a stock and you watch it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. It's like, you could say, it's sort of like fantasy sports, but for stocks.
Yeah, this is brilliant.
Yeah, so you can just pick, instead of picking Tom Brady before the game starts, you pick Tesla before the market opens. Yeah. And you can watch
it. It's a good
out.
Bet, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're going to pay a lot for the stock, but yeah. it's got
so,
a lot
but
of
But it's all simulated. So yeah. it's all simulated. You can't get hurt. You get a feel like what it would be like if you had money at stake. You're going to, at the end of the day, you see your points, so to speak. You see your profits.
You're going to get addicted to this, and you're going to start doing this on the pro levels. Mm-hmm. What's going to
happen? But it's going to teach. Yeah, right? I know. But it's going to teach people. Before they ever get engaged in the markets. That's my big thing is I lost 90 grand. How do I get people to not do that? I'm from Nebraska.
Yeah.
We're always the last one to know. I'm not, no disrespect to that, but we're last
Which is funny given the fact you've got the main man right there down the street in Omaha.
Ah, the Oracle.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, you'd think like you'd have all the information on the planet.
Yeah, Warren's a long-term investor. This is more trading,
this
though.
This is
yes.
true, yeah.
Yes, so it's learning by baptism by fire, it shouldn't always be the case, especially in this business where the losses can be catastrophic. There's no Gamblers Anonymous for trading. So how do we help people out and help them learn safely and give them a real opportunity? And that's exactly what Top Step and Blue Chip are all about.
What do you see as the – I mean, obviously I know what you want the impact to be of this. What do you see the impact of this type of trading platform on millennials? I preface this by saying we are always talking about – you know, talk about this with Tasty Trade.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk to them and Christy about – the fact that millennials are really hard to crack here because, one, because they don't have any money.
Yep.
And two, the ones that do are not interested in investing in, like, you know, you're in just a random retirement fund. They want to know, like, the people that they're investing in. Mm-hmm. They want to know that, like, I want to be able to take my money out and go, you're a naughty guy. I don't want my money in Uber anymore because that guy was a jerk.
Yeah.
So how do you see this impacting a millennial who has no clue how to invest but, like, do you see yourself making, like, every single millennial their own, handling their own?
I think they should. I think whether you want to have some personal professional manage your stuff down the road, if you're, you know, 18, 19, 20, you're in college or whatever. We were just in the University of Kentucky talking to people about this. And everybody's like, I'm not going to be a trader. Well, you're going to have 401ks and all that. Yeah. You should know, get a head start.
Everyone's a trader. You're all a trader.
Yeah, know how it's risk management is all. Yeah. It's a boring word, you know, risk management. It's boring. But it's just account, it's money management. It's just you watch your bank account all the time and you don't go overdrawn all the time.
I actually do, but I'm very disciplined.
Yeah.
You know what? Every time I go over, I just open a new account. That way, you know.
Oh, well, there you go.
Just keep it.
Sidestepping the
just keep on. Somewhere there's going to be an end that will catch everything. But no, I mean, I make the joke because in all reality, like, this is one of the things we talk about it a lot with equity crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of equity crowdfunding, even though we haven't got our first success story yet. I'm a huge believer in it because I think if you want to be an entrepreneur, you need to try it out. Mm-hmm. You need to go out and spend some money in other companies and other entrepreneurs and understand the ebb and flow of what a market looks like because you're going to be a part of that market soon. Yep. And I think that trading is the same thing to me is like if you're an adult, like I just personally, I don't understand how people like my parents have all their money tied up into one thing for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's like, do you know anything about the person who's handling your investment account?
Right.
No idea. Like, I know that you said he made 11 or 12 or 13 or 15% over this time period, but was that good? I don't even know.
Was he having a bad day and he could have done better?
That's what I'm saying. I literally don't, like, you say that sounds good because that's the average, but I don't compete with the average. I compete with exceptional. So I don't, what the hell?
Yeah, so play the game simulated.
Yeah, and that's why.
Play it simulated.
Exactly.
So you can kind of say, hey, well, I kind of told my advisor that I like this stock. I'm going to play it over here. It actually did well. Now you can go into that meeting and conversation with them and be like, hey, what are you doing?
And then even more important than that, when you're talking about actually making money at the pro level, let's say you got good at this, why would I give, let's say, 40% of my salary ends up going to retirement funds. Why would I put all 40% in something that's guaranteed to be meh when I could put 30% of things that are meh and take 10 and actually take shots and stuff if I, you know, knew what I was doing?
We talk about millennials. Millennials like to be empowered and
and trophies.
Yeah. Yes. And being able to do whatever they want without. So that's one of the big things that we allow. And just giving them that platform.
Well, you stake them. You literally promote them. I mean, there's no... If you are good and you use this platform, there's literally, like, I am going to be signing up. You're going to see my name coming across your platform in the very near future. Because I'm like, I'm super, like, I am that person. Like, I don't, we have an IRA that I set up for Technorian, and I put, like, the absolute minimum in it. Uh-huh. I kind of laugh. It's more like a, it's more of a tax deferral than it is actually, like, an investment. Because I know that I see startup companies coming through here like yourself that, like, if I would have met you a couple years ago, I would have absolutely, like, I would have shaken people down to get money to put in your company. Because that, like, that's an investment to me where I can absolutely see it.
And we bootstrapped the whole, well, I've bootstrapped the whole thing, and I've avoided.
If you want to fire a co-founder and put up some equity out there, I will find someone pump cash
into you. I like good talent, so whether that's working with me or we're back at you, whether, well, either one.
Dude, I'm in, man. I know some people with some deep-ass pockets, so I know we can – whoever is the weakest link right now at Top Step, your ass is on the line because we're going after your equity.
There we go. I like it, Scott.
See? Trader at heart. This is super cool, super fascinating. What would be – I want to let you leave with, like, kind of a passing quote for people. And the passing quote is obviously first, tell everyone where to go to sign up for this. Let's make sure we get that at the end. But what's that one investor tip you would give – for anyone, any level that's out there?
Well, the one investor tip I would have, you got to experience the markets. They're fun, they're exciting, but do it safely. Risk is something you can't read about. You can read about it, but you need experience. Yes.
If you haven't been kicked in the junk, you don't know what's going
on. Exactly. You got to have, there's an emotional element of trading that few people, they think it's 1 + 1 = 2. And that equation, if you just find it, it just spits out cash. The markets are made up of human emotion. People think it's too expensive, too cheap, and all that is happening all throughout the day. Get yourself on a simulator, try it out. And that's basically what our whole mission is, to empower anyone, anywhere to earn the financial freedom to pursue their dreams, but do it in a safe environment.
And I think it's actually, you brought up a good point. I think it kind of reminds me of why Chicago has a good successful entrepreneur program or entrepreneur kind of community, and it's really loaded with traders.
Yeah, tons.
Because the traders all have experienced this, like, rocky life of up and down, and crazy things going on, and just total, like, you're stuck, like, ahead in empathy, just everything. And so I think that's why it lends itself so well, and also why I think of our community – we all are going to be investors on our own and not giving our check to some rando Northwestern 100%. Mutual dude.
Totally agree with that. I think we all have the opportunity. As much information that's out there, you can collect that all. It doesn't take a bunch of time. It does take a little bit of effort, and you got to stay focused on something. I mean, if I pick up a sport, I'm not going
to
be
great at it.
You don't
just do something to do it. I mean, it's like anything else. And, like, if half the stuff that you do in your life, this is speaking to them, not this is everyone listening. No matter what you're doing right now, if everything that you do, you take half-ass, you're going to get half-ass results.
Yeah. So you can still keep your day job.
Sure.
You can still follow the markets. You have these two, like, revenue stream, income streams. You have one right now, and then how do I create this other one? Start testing yourself out in the markets. Sign up for Blue Chip. It's on the iPhone. So basically, go to the App Store. It's Blue Chip with an X, not an I.
Yep.
I was taken, but X is cooler. Yeah. So we just launched that, and it's growing really fast. And then Top Step Trader is if you want to take trading a little bit more serious and actively trade throughout the day, Top Step Trader is where you want to go. But if you just want to make stock picks throughout the day, download the app on the iPhone, Blue Chip, and then you can make stock picks before the market opens.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you.
And I have to say, one last question I came up with on the top of my head is I want to know, where are you at on the Bitcoin stuff investing? You don't have to go into the whole rigmarole, because it's a long story, but
it's very, very interesting, and it's a huge bubble written all over it. But
I've put some money in Bitcoin. I've watched it go up and down. Mm-hmm. I didn't put a ton of money, but I put money in just because, like, I'm like you, I'm addicted to, like, the adrenaline rush and the ride of this stuff. So I put it in there literally just, like, to watch and see.
I don't think it's going away. I don't think it's going away.
But, like, I think, like, that's another reason I think that the platform you built is so cool is, I think before you, it's like, again, the poker analogy. Uh-huh. I don't mean to make this sound like gambling, but it has a feel. When you play, a smart gambler always loses a little bit of money to the house before, not at a casino, but to other people they play first to see what they look like when they win and lose.
Feel it out.
Got to feel it out.
Yeah.
I think anyone who does not trading buy a little bit of, same with trading and buy a little bit of Bitcoin just to see what that wave feels like. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first step.
Just like an athlete would get hit in the game, they wake themselves up, and trading, I mean, we take a little loss. Losses are ordinary, necessary part of the trading world.
Totally. And entrepreneurship, it's all relative.
Yeah.
Very cool. Fascinating stuff. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time.
We're going to trade together soon.
We are very much going to trade together soon. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.